Now, one of the first Irish vessels to have been sunk during World War II has been located off the coast of County Donegal. The trawler, the Lucas, was sunk by a German U-boat in 1940. The 11 fishermen on board were killed. The discovery was made by diver and submariner John Carney, and he's on the line. John, thanks so much for talking to us this afternoon. Will you tell us about this trawler? What happened back in 1940?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Yes, we basically arrived here last week on the information of our researcher, my ex-naval diving colleague, Martin Buckley, where we were looking for another fishing vessel, but we landed on the Lucas last week. And what transpired was, I wasn't up to that. I wasn't aware of the history of the Lucas. And in conjunction with the National and Greencastle Maritime Museums, we started researching it, and much like them, we are a non-profit organization depending on volunteers and donations to achieve our goals. But in the research back in 1945, in March 1945, it was a young crew of 11 sailors that left Dublin to fish off Donegal. They were also accompanied by six other British fishing vessels. And obviously they were distinctive because they were flying the tricolour, and they were distinctive. They're Irish and we were a neutral country. But what happened, it was a German submarine, and they were ready to open fire on the British ships. And what, from what I can gather in the history, the Irish sailors sailed between the British ships, the fishing vessels, and the submarine. And 11 of our sailors were murdered on that particular day, and they went to a watery grave. No survivors were on board. And the six fishing vessels from the UK managed to get away without any issue. So up till last week, no one had ever heard or seen about the Lucas again. So it was incredible to come across it. And I suppose, Rachel, what we're looking for, which mm-hmm. is most importantly, is to reach out, because a lot of these young sailors came from Ringsend in Dublin, and like the oldest was 28. And that we would love to reach out to any family members that are there and would love to find out, because we have lots of footage of the Lucas and we'd love to do a bit more on it. And we'd love to lay a plaque in memory of those brave sailors that was early on in the war, that never came home from that fishing trip off Donegal.
And as you say, there's every chance that descendants of these sailors are still in the Ringsend area. I think some of the others on board maybe came from a bit further away. But like you say, there is every chance that there will be relatives still alive.
Absolutely. And I suppose that's the biggest thing, Rachel. Along our coast, there's thousands of shipwrecks, and we don't even know what 90% of them are. And just for us, by pure chance last week, to come across the Lucas when we were looking for another fishing vessel was incredible. And the story, so it was meant to be perfectly honest, that we came across the Lucas and we're bringing the Lucas back to life. And we'd love to reach out to any family members so that we can actually make recognition of those brave sailors and what they did back in 1940.
Mm-hmm. If people have heard the story, maybe handed down through the family about a family member who perished back in the Second World War, how can they get in touch with you, or who should they contact?
They can contact Greencastle Maritime Museum or the National Maritime Museum in Dublin. They both got our contact details, and we certainly would love to reach out to them and share with them and make a fitting tribute to what their descendants did in back in those times, because very little was known about it, and it put, I suppose, a hairs on the back of my neck standing when I heard that those young sailors kind of, it's a long way off, and it's a tough existence, and to put themselves in front of everyone was incredible bravery, and you know, and I think by recording that should be recognised.
I'm looking at the ages of some of those on board. Michael Cullen, 17, from Ringsend. James Hawkins, 17, from Ringsend. Robert Sumler, 16, also from Dublin. God, they were very young.
They were children, Rachel. You know, they were children, but they were brave. They went out in those conditions, and it wasn't easy back then to be on a fishing boat, and especially so far off, and then especially in the beginning of the war, not thinking that a lot of fishing boats had to paint, the tricolour on both sides of the vessel and then carry the flag. But obviously, in that day, it never protected them. The Germans didn't care on that occasion. They were a target, and they lost their lives, you know, even though we were a neutral country.
John Carney, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.